Online Podcast 86，王宪播客第86。Hello, hello! Welcome to Online Podcast. How's everyone doing?This is John Ong. Oh my gosh, how excited am I? I'm so excited today, I tell you. Just, you know, I'm a technology freak. What can I tell you? So, lots going on today, technology-wise. So, I'm very happy and very inspired. So, I came down to the studio and set up my... I have a new equipment set up. And I also have a... Oh, sorry. That's my microphone.That's my microphone stand moving around, but, oops, sorry. Yeah, I'm still messing with my microphone. But anyway, I'm very excited because, I have a new setup tonight, and I am actually utilizing every single piece of equipment, almost. Every single piece of technology that I can think of, to put the show together. Oh, hello, girl. Hey, Tash.Okay, so earlier, I have recorded and already posted a video podcast to, posted it on my show. And this show is probably going to be posted on Thursday. So, you might have already downloaded the video podcast late last night on Wednesday evening. But, if you haven't done so, now this is the thing. I'm not sure by default whether or not, iTunes actually...I don't want to say program, but iTunes actually is set to download the latest episode. I'm not sure if it's default, but for me, I like to set it to download the latest episode instead of all episode. Now, this is simply because I sometimes when I go on vacation and I feel like, oh gosh, I don't want to, you know, catch up. I want to only catch up. Oops, excuse me. Oi. Only catch up on a certain episode that I choose to do so. So I didn't want to go and record everything. I mean, download everything. So on my setup, what I do is I actually only have my the latest podcast downloaded. So if that is the case, if you're listening to this and you haven't already seen the video podcast that I posted, and I chose to do call it video podcast after toying it with VidCast. The first video podcast, I call it VidCast. It's just, I don't know, doesn't quite flow, I guess. Even though it looks good visually, podcast and VidCast, I'd rather call it video podcast. So anyway, and I have a video podcast posted. If you haven't seen that one, I ask you and invite you to go back home and whatever podcasting podcatcher you are using, make sure you go and check out the video podcast number 2 that I posted. It will also feature again my boy Chai T, nickname Chai T. And actually, hey.Oh, the girl was just here. Tash was just here. And featured Chai again, and also a little silly fun thing that I did, and it is called Online CNBC. So if you want to know why I call it Online CNBC, go download that video. Now, of course, if you're using iTunes 6.0, you can also watch it right there from your iTunes.I'm just so excited about this. I really don't have, I don't think I'll be producing a whole lot of video podcasts, but when I do, you get to see it. So it's going to be nice. And I'm sort of lazy. I'm kind of like Madge Weinstein style, you know, I just want to, especially when it comes to video, I just want to hit record and actually post it. Unless the video is really bad. And the reason why I went into, doing a lot of post-production for my first video podcast is because the quality was so bad. It was so awful that I don't just want to really post it up there as is. Especially you couldn't even hear the audio because it was so soft. I actually have to make the audio louder and then, you know, reduce the noise and all that so that I can post it up. So I did that just because the video quality was really awful because it's coming off of my phone. And some you might not, you might actually get quite a bit of a video podcast coming from me straight from my phone because that is the most convenient way that I can capture video. But another way is also doing it at home, just like what you are going to see or what you have already seen, my second video podcast. Kind of like in celebration of all this new technology. Okay. So, I'm in the studio. I'm very happy that I can actually do shows in the studio. I can tell you this much. It is entirely different when you do a show on the road or outside doing a sound seeing tour. And so, it's entirely different. The whole experience is different. So, I'm sorry, I'm moving around. So, I really like this feel in the studio, and I hope you do too. I think it sounds different. I think it definitely has a different feel to it, production level-wise. I hope you can like it. And it's also easier when I need to play voicemails and such. Today, I'm gonna finish up this show. No, respond back to the voicemail that Jason sent me, that I actually, Jason from Connecticut, posted on Friday. Is it Friday? I don't know when he put, well, he sent me this and I posted on my show that I, well, I used it on my show, the last show this week, whatever it was, Tuesday, Wednesday. So this is Jason's voicemail. I'm going to skip through some of these, not because I don't like Jason's voicemail, but it's because I already played it back, right? And I kind of cut it abruptly because I wanted to save this save the commenting of this message today. Sorry, I'm gonna be moving my microphone here and there. Okay, this is I don't know what it is. Let's see what it is.
I hadn't heard of the samples before.
Okay, this
really
is actually way too far.
That were on the site.
Okay, what is he talking about?
Other than that, I'm just really enjoying the show. Okay. And by the way, honey, you sing very well.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the samples that were on the site. And I hadn't heard of the samples before, so I'm glad you mentioned them this time. Because, you know, even though I listen to the show, sometimes you get sidetracked and all sorts of stuff. So even if you mentioned...
Yes, I always do. I get sidetracked and I mention it and I forgot about it. So anyway, what he was talking about is several shows ago, I invited Jason to go over to my website, johnong.com, and then click on the singing website and actually listen to a few of my vocal sample, you know, voice tracks. And so that is what he's talking about.
Or I may not have remembered or whatever, so... very glad I got to hear those. They sound wonderful. And
thank you again.
Maybe sometime I can email you a sample if you're interested.
Yes, yes, I am very interested. So Jason, you're listening. I know you're listening. Please do send me an audio sample of your voice. Oh gosh, wouldn't it be fun if we get to do like a duet together? If you have a song that you like to sing together, and if you have like, you know, any sort of recording, we can actually do a recording remotely. Wouldn't that be fun? But of course, it has to. If wait, hang on. Okay, I just turned off the microphone and cough, and I also have a hiccup. Oh, I better not be. I better not be having a hiccup right now. That's our floor creaking from upstairs. Oh gosh, I'm having a hiccup. Oh my god, can you imagine that? You can only hear a hiccup on a podcast, not on a real radio. Well, not real, not that real is, you know what I mean, conventional radio. Commercial radio, conventional radio, whatever. And so I hope my hiccup's gone. Ooh. Where was I? Talking about sidetracking. Oh, yeah, doing a recording together. Wouldn't that be fun, Jason? I think that would be fun. But of course, if you are a songwriter, I would even love it even more because why am I sounding like, what's a Wanda Wisdom today? Why am I sounding like Wanda Wisdom? I thought loving it even more. If I really love it even more. Oh, this is my, impersonation of Wanda Wisdom. Let's see. Okay, let me see. Hello, everyone. This is Wanda Wisdom. Wait, I'm gonna play this. Oh, I don't have the theme song here. Or have I deleted it? Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Wanda. Oh, crap. I was gonna play a Wanda theme song here, but I guess that's not gonna happen.
Hey.
That's a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. Her name is Wanda Wisdom. Wanda Wisdom. She's the biggest lucky bitch. I know a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. It's Lucky Bitch with Wanda Wisdom. It's Lucky Bitch Radio.
Anyway, I couldn't find the original.
Oh, hello there. Hi there, hey there, hello there. This is Wanda Wisdom. You're listening to the my own very podcast, the hostess, whatever the fuck it is. Anyway, I am a drag queen. I am a 30-year-old drag queen, a sober drag queen. But anyway, that was my little impersonation there. Oh my gosh, I sounded like I was possessed for a while there by Wanda Wisdom. Hello, Wanda. I know you don't listen to the show because you're too busy. But anyway, so for those of you who do not know who Wanda Wisdom is, you should check out Wanda Wisdom. Her website is luckybitchradio.com. Isn't that a catchy name? So I actually wrote that theme song for her, and she's been using it, and she's been using some other theme songs too. I mean, she's equal opportunity theme song user, I guess. And but you know, that was the theme song that I wrote for her. So going back to Jason, okay, I got distracted there for a little bit because I sounded like Wanda Wisdom today. Anyway, going back to Jason, so, I would love to record a song for you, but what I was, you know, taking me 10,000 years to get here is that if it is an original song of the stuff that you have written or stuff like that, it would be even better because then we can actually record it and actually post it to... What was that? Oh, that was scary. My what? Oh, crap. That was my shit. Wait. Where's my... Okay. Sorry. This is actually... Did you hear that little laugh? Okay, my... what should I call it? My mixer is not really good. And it's... Two of the inputs are broken, and it's always been having this audio leak. So even with the the volume turned all the way down, you can still hear a tiny bit of that. So that's what was going on, because I just thought I turned down the knob on my mixer and that would fix it. But anyway, 10,000 years more now, going back to Jason. Hey, Jason! Is that if it's an original song, it would be even more wonderful, don't you think? Then we can share it to all the audience. I mean, yeah, listeners, I mean. Well, now audience too, since you can actually watch my video podcast, right? So I'm going to finish playing
Jason's voicemail. Okay, here you go.
Hey, John, it's Jason.
Oh my gosh, it starts all the way from the beginning.
Remembered or whatever. So, very glad I got to hear those. They sound wonderful, and maybe sometime I can email you a sample.
Yes, please do.
And cool. So
please do.
We're singers.
Yay, anyway, we're singers.
Take it easy. Talk to you.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason.
I'll hear from you soon, or I'll be listening.
You'll be listening, and you'll be watching too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, that just came out very Susie Orman, isn't it? Bye-bye. But whatever, however it sounded. Oh, too bad there's no replay here. Bye-bye. Whatever, that sounded like Susie Orman earlier, I thought. But anyway, so while I'm actually in this whole topic about celebrity and, you know, micro-celebrity, Wanda Wisdom calls herself micro-celebrity, we all are a tiny bit of a micro-celebrity, I guess, I don't know. Talking about those celebrities, all of a sudden I thought of I should the big celebrity. And who is the celebrity? Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart! Oh my god, that was like Oprah version of introducing Martha Stewart. Everybody, welcome Martha Stewart! So that was like Oprah version of Martha Stewart. So anyway, I'm just crazy today. Oh my gosh. So Martha Stewart, talking about Martha Stewart, I have been watching Martha Stewart every single day since day one of her Martha Live show. And for those of you who do not know that I am a big fan of Martha Stewart, yes, I'm a big fan of Martha Stewart. So I have been recording the show and she's been great. I mean, I really like her personality on her show more, and she's really funny. She's witty and she is bitchy at times. She is kind of bossy. Well, not kind of. She's bossy and she's controlling, and especially on a live show. So what I actually enjoy watching is how she copes with guests or people or segments that has gone wrong and how she copes with that. And she's been doing it really well, funny, and just like exactly like how she would react, and I just love it. So, do you know, for those people who actually do enjoy Martha Stewart before this Martha Life, that is Martha Before Prison, the Everyday Martha Stewart Living, what is it called? Martha Stewart Living TV show. I enjoy watching that too. And one of the fun things that she would do is on Halloween, she would play like tricks for the, you know, she would, you know, play tricks. How do you say that? Play tricks with? Playing tricks too. I don't know how to say that. But she would have fun with the crew, and she would trick the crew with something, and the crew would usually typically try to trick her also. And they will also show outtakes as bumpers. You know, every time it comes in and out of a segment, they would play bumpers of her bloopers. And I just absolutely love that. And because it's just funny to see her acting that way. So it's wonderful to actually see her live and actually make mistakes right in front of you, and I just absolutely love it. And I haven't had an opportunity to talk about it, and this is the first time that I get to talk to you about Martha Stewart and how I enjoyed the show. So I have backed up maybe two and a half episodes. I was watching one episode and I kind of stopped and came in here to do a show. If you haven't watched the show, go watch the show. And I would also like to call out to my friend Henry. Henry, actually Bridget Hannah Jones is his other name. Henry Bridget Hannah Jones. I would love to talk to you about Martha, because he is also a big fan of Martha Stewart, and we enjoy talking about Martha Stewart on the phone all the time. And as I know, for those listeners, if you listen to Mr. Poos. You also know that Mr. Poos like Martha Stewart. And so we actually had a pretty good conversation. Not Martha Stewart. What's his name? The Poos, Mr. Poos. I actually had a nice conversation about Martha Stewart with him. You know, I'm recording this show on a new setup, like I said. I'm kind of like Martha, not like Martha, I'm kind of like a Madge Weinstein, you know, a technology slave Madge Weinstein who likes to try different setup, different equipment. So I'm actually trying a different setup today, and I'm actually recording it straight to my computer rather than recording it to my iRiver. The reason is because I'm too lazy to set up the iRiver recording, and I also think that if I can, whenever possible, since I have two computers now, I can actually do using one computer to get all the audio sources that you're listening to. Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Oy vey. I can also use a different computer for the sound sources and like, you know, voice clips and introduction music and all that, and then record it on a separate computer. And I'm kind of liking it, but my eyes are now fixated on the file size because I'm not recording it with compression. I'm recording it straight AIFF. So the file size right now, as of right now, which is 21 minute and 30 seconds, is 217.3 megabytes. So I'm looking at that, staring at that thing. It's like, oh my gosh, it is cranking up. And my eyes is going straight to it. It's like every second is about a 0.1 megabytes. So go figure the number, because I don't know. I don't count. Even though I'm Asian, I tell you what, a lot of people kind of just assume, oh, hi, Archer. I'm just going to say hi to Archer because Archer is also Asian. According to his boyfriend, Archer is Asian. And part of the reason is because of his hair. I think way back when he went for a haircut, the hairstylist actually told him that he's got hair like Asian. So, hi, Archer Radio. I mean, hi, Archer. We are Asian. We are Asian. Woo! So anyway, Archer, where was I going with that? Where was I going with this Archer Radio thing? Gosh, I wish I have a replay so that I know what I was talking about. So, what was I talking about, Asian? Gosh, I don't know. I'm just like staring at the number of minutes on my other computer, and I'm just thinking about the file growing, growing, and growing. So anyway, I don't remember. So I was talking about Chinese, Asian, blah, 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 and then I'm just thinking, you know? I'm thinking out loud. But anyway, I don't remember. So I was saying Archer Radio. Why was I saying Archer? Should I pause? Can I actually pause on this recorder? I better not pause because I don't know if I can continue recording or not, because there isn't a pause button. It's just a stop button on my audio file. So I don't know if I can actually pause and keep record and then continue recording. I better not do that. So let's move on. I have another voicemail. I'm just going to say hi because Archer is Asian. Well, not really, but his boyfriend, Mr. Boyfriend, the boyfriend likes to tease him that he's Asian. So I think that maybe he is. So I got a different voicemail again. Oh, also thank you to Peter. Also Peter from Peter, ohmypod.net. I really do enjoy listening to your show. I think it is, like you said, a lot like my show. But, you know, everybody has a different story to tell. And that's what beautiful about podcasting, because everybody has a different story to tell. And even though we might both be gay, we might both be talking about a slice of life, your life is entirely different from mine. You know, I don't lose my contact lenses. I don't lose my toiletry bag in a hotel. And I also don't have my deodorant and all this toiletries picked up from the trash and set it onto your hotel room, right? So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should go over to ohmypod.net and check out. And I also played his voicemail. I mean, yeah, his audio comment. Oh, I might actually record an audio comment for you tonight. Anyway, let's... what was I going to say? Yeah, so go check out... Go check out ohmypod.net. I really like that show. It's a new show and very nice guy, and go check it out. So today we actually have a voicemail as I'm looking at my other computer, looking at voicemails. And I'm going to play a voicemail coming from, I think it is Jeff, but you're going to have to help me with this.
Hey, John, this is your friend, Jeff. Hey, I just started getting...
Did he say, hi, John, this is Joe's friend, Jeff? I mean, I do know of a Joe, and Joe just asked me about this podcasting stuff and asking if anybody's interested in sending our show information, blah, 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 over to... Is it Joe's cousin? Oh, Joe's friend, I guess, about podcasting. So that must be him, Jeff. I hope your name is Jeff. I didn't quite get it, but I hope this is you.
Into your podcast. This is so cool. And since I don't have a lot of time at work, I just want to let you know all the ones that you record when you're driving to work.
Obviously not this episode, because I'm in the studio. You know, my studio is getting so much better that I think I'm going to remove the quotation marks when I say studio. I think it's a real studio now, I think.
I download into my PDA because I don't have an iPod.
That's okay.
And I listen to them.
Really, it really doesn't matter, because as long as you are able to get access to the audio file, it really doesn't matter where it is you're listening from, you know. Video podcast is the same thing. Oh, gosh, I'm just getting really excited.
On my way home from work, and it's pretty cool. I'm really glad you're doing this, and
thank you.
I hope you have a great time.
I am having a fun
time. I'm looking forward to hearing your other ones. So
thank
I'll talk
you.
To you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I would love to talk to you more. In fact, I... my pot is actually... Oh, what is this? I'm running out of time. So maybe next time I can actually talk to Peter from ohmypod.net, because I think he was talking about having an interview or something. So that will be fun. And I will let you know when that happens. I'm sorry that I'm swallowing my saliva and I'm doing this thing. Very sorry. So I think that's all I need to play. I hope that is it. So if you want to leave me a voice comment like Jeff did and Jason from Connecticut, you are more than welcome. I love them. So you can call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN, or you can also go to my website at onlinepodcast.com. My phone number will be there, and also my email will also be there. So if you feel like emailing me, you can always do that. And that would be wonderful, because I would love to hear from you. I guess that's probably about it. I'm going to end the show. And thank you so much for downloading the show. Thank you so much for subscribing. I hope you'll be coming back to do this more often. And of course, also check out video podcasts. You can now download video podcasts onto your whatever podcatcher, iTunes, for instance. And hopefully pretty soon you will be able to actually listen, watch my podcast on... Shit, my timing was off. Oh, because that's so stupid, because I have the audio track of my outro, and I have 10 more seconds left. I didn't know that my song is actually that short, so I'm going to just do this all over again. So, there you go. So anyway, and very soon you would actually be able to, now I'm looking at the time, pretty soon you will be able to watch my video cast on your iPod and maybe other mobile device too. So thank you very much for downloading the show, and here it is. I hope you will check out my show again next time. Take care, everyone. Don't forget to smile.